Planet.
Well, Dave Emery's going to go away for a little bit. Come back. Need to go get some texts.
This is the Fake Bacon Breakfast Loop. Now switching you over to the shopping station in
Fork,
progress.
Knife, all silver plated.
In progress. In progress.
Well, we're having a little bit of problem.
In progress.
You know, let me get in here and help rip some things
well,
out of your throat.
You'll have to.
No. See, it doesn't work
we're
when
really
all
glad
the same people show up in all the different features as if it's all the same people
doing all the same things.
We were going to switch into this. There's a new person. Let her handle it. She is the queen of the shopping station.
Melba, come on down.
Well, it's Velma. We've just been told I have a very special treat. I've come here to the shopping station to sell some beautiful things. And we got a little caught off guard because we had the new simulcast just cut in. So we'd like to welcome our new batch of listeners to the shopping station. And we'll be very happy to take your orders in just a minute. But we are waiting for the host to return. My name is Velma, and I've created these wonderful dolls, which is really what they are, dolls that we're going to sell here tonight. If you look on your screen, we'll be showing them fairly soon, I believe. But I feel a little alone at the moment. I'm not used to being on TV. Hi, I'm going to wave. And I can see myself in the monitor straight ahead. That's great. Hold it up a little, the picture up a little higher.
Velma.
Something wrong, Flex?
Velma.
Who's that talking?
Velma, this is Bud Good over at the UMN.
Oh, yes. I can hear you in my little thing in my ear.
One thing I was wondering is what the hell are you doing and what is this about?
Well, I'm not the... When you're so close to a product the way that I am, I have a hard time describing what they are. I'd like to leave that up to the host, but he seems to have walked away.
Where in the hell is the host of the shopping station?
I've been on the show before, and I've had these. I had some ceramic model dolls. As you can see, if you look on your screen, you can see here. I hold it up. They're about 4 feet tall, but you see the new models are made of vinyl, durable vinylite. And I handcraft all of these dolls. You'll notice that there's a lot of detail to the stitching on their cloaks and nurses' uniforms.
Yeah, this is Marion.
Hi there.
Oh, it's okay.
Probably you ought to turn down the room mics in there while you're on.
The man perched on this third floor balcony is...
Yeah. This is Bud Good over UMN.
Yes.
Would you please describe the... product you're selling. No one knows what the hell you're here for, what you're doing.
It is a very special doll. It is a very special doll. Hand designed at the Sally Law Collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, please, this is Marion right now, and the first doll is Bettina.
Welcome back, Marion. I was feeling so lonely up here.
And it is a very special doll, this first one, Bettina.
Yeah.
You designed it after your...
My littlest niece. Bettina. Her name wasn't Bettina. I changed the names to protect the innocent, don't you know?
Okay.
I needed some fresh new designs. And if you see, look how lovely her eyebrows are stenciled on in such a way there.
Yeah. Do me a favor and keep looking at the eyebrows. That face, it's a beautiful look with the eyes and the mouth and the ears and the nose. You know, I wanted to say this. Call now. It's interesting how the hairs are much more sparse and whatever. I like that, but I've never seen it before.
Well, that's because these are vinyl dolls, and they have that fresh look, so it would look perfect, you see.
Okay, yeah, it does look perfect. I didn't know that. Now, the lost wax method was how,
This is Bud Good over UMN.
A child's eye.
We're going to start at $425 for Bettina.
Okay, the number to dial while you're dialing is E41321, and that's for Bettina. Gorgeous girls, if you need her, you want to call now.
Can they use their Weatherland credit card?
Just a few left. The hour is grown.
Yeah, welcome to the... What do you think about Bettina?
I was actually calling in about Suzette.
Oh.
You have that one.
Well, we have some Suzettes left.
I had this accident. I was wondering if it would be possible to get her head fixed.
Did you have an accident with her head?
Yeah. It was a vacuum cleaner hose.
Oh, yeah. That does happen. That's one of the saddest things that can happen.
Yeah, well, you know, she was in her little chair on her little mat. I was sick.
Yes.
Could you replace my head for me?
Just the head? Well, what we can do for you is we can recast the mold. I dropped a stack of plastic paper there.
Really special.
We can... Oh, it's so funny. Look at her smile.
Show us what you did.
She's smiling right there, Bettina is.
Show me what I love.
The mold and replace my head
for
me.
Yeah, I can... What we can do, you just send it back to the Sally Blah Company. That's Box 4, Murdo, California, Texas, USA, 94704. If you do that, we'll recast the mold for you, and we'll just get it all set straight away for you.
Wait, caller, what is it about Sally's dolls that you love?
Well, they're just so beautiful, you know. I mean, I think really it's the joints. It's the joints. I mean, they're just so malleable. I need my joints to be very strong.
Oh, yeah, these are just wonderful, you know. She's beautiful to sit down.
Marion, I did present a request for strong joints.
I'm sorry?
You can bend her over all the way.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful to sit down. You can actually sit her side saddle until she's just where you want her.
It has that fresh look.
I like it that way.
Yeah.
And as well as that, if you notice when you bend her back up again, her petticoat, there's not even a hint of a crease.
I really am so glad you noticed that detail, because I worked long and hard to have that detail be apparent, and it's really an honor that you notice that.
Yeah.
You know, you can spread her dress around. You can put her hands at her side. You know, she's just beautiful.
You know what I really like? I like the dimples.
Oh, everyone loves the dimples, my dear friend. And you're no different than anybody. You're all the same. And that's great.
These are special dolls with bandolettes. You know what? Let's play with her.
Sure.
Let's do that. Yeah, I'll watch, and I'll see how you do it.
Okay, well, you can take her legs.
I'd love to see how you do it.
Okay, here we go. You can take her legs. Now, let me show you
I'll
now.
Take
notice.
Her head off first.
Notice. Now, look. You can take them, and you can really, really position them.
Is she wearing glasses?
Oh, just like real girls.
Well, look on the screen. She's not wearing them now, is she? But if you look at, there's a saliva that kind of moist. It's right there on the lips.
Does she come with glasses?
Oh, sure she does.
So
just like Suzette or Suzanne. I can't. Which model did you have? I can't.
No, I had Suzette.
Yes.
No, but this is an older Suzette. This is a porcelain one. I was wanting the vinyl one because, you know, I told you about the vacuum cleaner.
Oh,
well, I was crushed.
That's a terrible thing. You were crushed.
Yes,
Suzette
was crushed.
Who was crushed.
The little open mouth, a certain moisture. The vinyl captures the look of water even perfectly from the outer corner. Far away, she looks real and ready to leap in with her arms outstretched.
Oh, yeah. The flesh of a little girl can actually fit.
Look at this baby. Let's talk about this face. The price is $2,200 and the number is C41369.
You know, I'm sorry, but we don't have any Bettina left.
No, there's a very limited quantity.
Oh, are
now.
There some left?
No, that's Savannah. That's 637371.
I'm sorry.
Not now, Paula. That flesh look. It'll look perfect.
Savannah's gone. Only the finest leather on Bettina, however. And let me just explain, when they receive, you know, the wire is just attached, and all they have to do is slip the wire in.
Very convenient. The wire will be on the doll. This is the part I love, because I love to watch them on stands.
Oh, yeah.
But I love to seek them, and now you're doing what?
Well, I like to play with them. What? I really like to play with them.
Yeah,
you
can bend them over in the middle sit properly.
You can sit her down just where you want her. She's just beautiful.
I can't believe how beautiful all of them are that way. Look at that.
Thank you.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, thanks
for... Is her hair wispy?
Is her hair wispy?
Yeah, is it wispy? Because I wanted one with wispy hair. Mm. Incidentally, do you have a Melody in the Indian?
It's fantastic to figure it out. And there's a lot to figure out.
Do we have Melody in the Indian?
Yeah, because I did have the Chinese one, but...
Melody, we had problems with that community. And they didn't want Melody to be an Indian.
How exciting.
They were very adamant about that.
Everything about it is gorgeous all the way around. Is this your first Sally Dalal Dalal?
Yeah.
This is going to be one of the showstoppers of your collection. Do you collect porcelain or vinyl?
spinal. Well, I told you about the porcelain, the vacuum cleaner. Well, yeah.
You know me and my spine.
It's a good idea to mention this. Absolutely wonderful.
That's and they're good. Poseable, too. They can sit as well as stand.
Now, what is it about Sally's dolls that you love, caller? The little mouth?
I like their knickerbockers.
Absolutely. Well, limited edition. A good question. I was just sick. I'm glad. Very special with a head. I'm glad you called.
This is a great day to sell so many to such nice people like you.
Now, let's talk about the doll's numbers.
Sure. I would like to reassure the lady that if she just sends a mold, we'll inject a new head.
What are
you? Replace my head.
We'll replace... Well, it's not your head. It's her head. But we'll take care of it. A lot of people get confused between themselves and their dolls. It happens all the time.
Well, because they're so lifelike.
They're so lifelike. You stand them in the corner, and they're just with you.
It's difficult to understand the size of the dolls.
Could you measure them for me?
Let's take another order, because I think a lot of people would like to buy these dolls, and I need to sell them, or else I can't make more. So thanks for calling.
Just a few of Savannah left available.
Yeah.
Feel
free to order more. $2,400, and it's yours.
The doll is just exquisite. We didn't look far enough at the undergarments when you see this extra little bit.
Did
coming
they come
up.
Off?
Yeah.
Well, sure, they... Not on the TV.
Yeah, the voluptuous slip underneath and the lace on the edge.
Yeah,
see
they're designed after my mother.
Yeah, you
really
lift them
into
up.
The lace detail and the quality.
Lift
you know.
Them up to the image.
Yeah.
It's just such an amazing sexual purchase. You see, 14398. Now almost sold out.
Oh, did you mean voluminous? Because we make a lot of these dolls, and they are voluminous. It's amazing.
It's such a wonder to have you here, Sally.
Well, actually, Sally's dead. I'm not Sally. I'm Velma. Sally's gone. Oh,
shame.
Velma, Marion, this is Bud Good at UMN.
I'm back.
While you take that sobbing break, I just want to mention to people that I'm now down here in the shopping station warehouse where we have a whole large supply of these dolls. And interestingly enough, Jake, who runs a forklift here down the warehouse, is just now completing a spectacular pyramid of dolls. It's almost 50 feet high, and it rises up almost to the ceiling of our warehouse now. And each little compartment in the pyramid, the glass pyramid, has glass and steel. And he's up on a huge stepladder now, just finishing putting that last dolly into the last compartment. And then we'll have that on video for you.
I'm so glad I called.
Oh, I've got to look out, look out!
Oh, no.
Oh, heck!
Absolutely amazing.
Almost maintained my composure, and then this happens.
I have to step out on this.
Plenty of dolls left. We have, I guess those are all broken, but we have plenty left. Just keep calling that number. What is that number again?
That's 8.
Gorgeous.
I'm sorry. I need to get back. I think I'm okay now. They're not flawed as far as I'm concerned. Some other people see them as... Oh, you're still there, are you? The British woman.
I didn't have anything else to do. I'm in a wheelchair, you see.
Oh,
you have a cat. Young lady in the... What?
How did you guess?
Well, I just had a vision that the cat just claws the heck out of your chair, I bet.
Well, you know how it is with cats. They claw at my bandages all the time, and I can't go out ever because of my allergies. And I only get to go out once a week to my doll circle. And
Your doll circle?
My doll circle at the church. Don't you have those over there?
I guess I haven't.
Oh, well, we do lots of nice things, and we talk about nice things. And one lady last week, she brought her holiday focus in, and she hadn't actually gone anywhere, but they were nice anyway.
That's great, I guess.
Open eyes.
I guess it was.
I can see why you'd want a Patina in place of the garment.
I hate Poompa.
Sally's only been here one other time. This is her second show. I don't know when she can make it back, because she takes a long time, doesn't it,
yeah,
to make these dolls. You can't just pop these dolls out and be back in 9 months.
That's right. You're right out of the oven, you know.
Yeah. And this color is more than one color. Gorgeous and amazing.
Yes, I love telling these things on this show.
And there's a reason why people collect porcelain also like to collect vinyl, because it doesn't break. 50 years in your attic, the same stare, posture, intent. Waiting.
Yeah. And we do have, I should mention that we have Dolly in the Indian. We have the Dolly in the Indian. You can tell by her special complected skin and the special headdress that she wears. We have her in the Indian. Indian's very popular this year, especially in the Southwest. But we do have some left of Dolly. She's number 8. I'm sorry, that's C8497. And I reckon we'll move to her in the next half hour or so.
Oh, look at that. Pantalette.
Did she have that, the limited edition tabla?
A tabla? That's the wrong kind of Indian, young lady. We're talking about an American Indian.
Oh, what else?
You know, the savage settler. The savages that we had to rid of this country so that we could make these dolls.
Of course. I didn't know that.
Glass hand-painted eyes.
Why would anyone want one of them?
Well, it's a peace gesture, I guess you could say.
Right.
It's strawberry blonde, actually.
It's sort of an ash blonde, actually.
Well, it's sort of strawberry more like, actually.
Well, the amazing thing about it is that the color is more than one color.
Actually was.
Well, it's really just a strawberry color. If you look carefully, I don't know how you could see it as anything other than a strawberry.
The incredible thing is that it looks like both.
Well, you might call that incredible, but, to me, it's just a doll.
Costly. Yeah, time-consuming.
Well, time-consuming, but mainly money.
It's precious. The little open mouth. I'm sure you can see them. Now, let's talk about the fabric. But first, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Look at how pretty this is. The little hearts on the gingham track. It's more than one darling fabric.
No, it's the taffeta blob.
Let's talk about the
dress. Taffeta blob. I don't know what happened.
The clothing is the clothing of a real girl. Real as if to cover flesh all over.
Melba, this is Budgood back at UMN.
Hi.
Zoom in.
I wish I could see you. I'm sure you're a lovely man.
All right.
Country style. Little hearts.
I guess I'd like to buy a doll.
Hey, that's great. Well, which one would you like?
I'd like a bitter lesbian chain-smoking doll with a screw next to her.
Beautiful.
What in tarnation did she just say? I didn't hear that wrong, did I?
No. That's what I want.
Well, you're not going to get it from the Sally Plot collection, and I can't even believe that you would say that kind of rot.
Sally.
I want a porous drinking madame for my collection.
A porous drinking what?
Porridge.
Well, I can't help you there. We have Bettina, we have Susanna. Oh, she's gone.
Bettina. Bettina with the dolly Indian head.
Yeah, that's the $42,000 model. Are you sure you can afford it?
I want the Indian head with mounted on Bettina's staff.
They look like real children's shoes.
That's very important to me.
If I had all my teeth, I would certainly say yes, but I don't.
I will pay $21,000.
Real pretty.
This would fill my collection. I love it. I love it. Please do it for me.
Sort of wispy, cool. This is a real fabric, a real apron, real as if. Let's just look underneath the dress.
Yeah, if you can spread her dress around.
Yeah, underneath the dress design. Take a color. Look at this.
Look
is
at that color.
Part. I just can't.
It's not creasing.
No, it's not creasing.
Zoom in. Lift. Yes.
Look at that. Look how it shines.
Oh, look at that. Look at what's underneath. It's beautiful. It's real.
I'm an ear person, but I do like the undergarments, too. I devote a lot of attention to the bottom half.
Gorgeous.
Because that's the best half, my mother always said, and she was right.
There's one last thing. Each doll has a number, and the number is on the doll. You can actually have her holding something. Now, the number. Where's the number?
The number's right on the
inside leg.
No, the number on these models, we've changed that. The number's actually right there on the inside of the wrist.
Oh, just pull back the sleeve.
Pull back the sleeve.
And look, for forever.
Yep, it'll never wash out. It's a very dark black color, and it's just right on the inside of the wrist where you can't possibly miss it.
Just grasp it and twist.
Grasp and twist, yes, very simple. Don't
We may be making ice cream before the top of the hour. We may have to show you how. You know what? It may come up before midnight because I think we're out of dolls.
Yeah, well, I like to play.
Beautiful.
I really like to play
Beautiful.
With them.
I like to lay down.
Is the smell between the toes real?
I would. Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's all absolutely.
Awesome. I just keep making them. My family gets bigger.
I love it.
The flesh of a little girl can actually fit.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you use your own flesh to enhance the girl's physique?
Well...
You're not going to even remember what that sentence could mean after it's in your house. Okay, well,
I think that's the end of the dolls. I don't think we have any more. They're all gone, it looks like.
I would like some ice cream.
What?
Time for the ice cream.
Oh, we'll move on to that shortly. You'll have to change your channel.
Oh,
you
have to go.
Incredible. I love your show.
We love your show.
Oh, that's so nice.
It really is. You're just the most beautiful person. I love you.
We're really excited out here.
Well, that's great.
I think I love it.
Right out of the oven.
That's lovely, lovely. That's
and they never die. It's my cats all died.
Velma, Marion, this is Bud Good over at UMN.
Oh, hello again for joining us. Thanks.
We're about out of time for our simulcast with the shopping station, and so we're going to cut out now, and I want to wish you and Marion a lot of luck with those dolls.
Thanks a lot. It's been great. Thanks to your help, we've sold clean out.
Have you sold many of the wispy ones?
The wispies, they were gone before you even got...
They'd go first. Yeah. I knew they would.
Thanks so much to the callers for enlivening everything and
well, you're such a lovely, lovely woman and Marion, too, that I want to thank you both for joining us here on the Think Big Breakfast.
Okay, well, she's in the pee-pee room, so I'll just, on behalf of her, I'll say goodbye.
I know.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.